Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Haha, just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Episode 501. Yeah, it's still gonna be tons of fun. Yeah, it's a bonus episode of About Last Night. Don't you know, episode 501. It's gonna be tons of freaking fun. Episode 501. I'm clearing my throat. That means I'm done. Oh, I'm laying that down. Going to put that on my music comedy album, Songs for the People, which is available tomorrow, by the way, everywhere on all audio platforms. Go get it. AdamRayComedy.com, Spotify, Pandora, Sirius, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play. Go get my album, Songs for the People, 13 original songs and 5 sketches. Super proud of this. Go listen and love it and share it. Today's episode is a bonus episode. I know you guys were freaking out. I got a lot of messages. No episode Monday? Is it done for real? No, it's not. We got the best ofs coming up in the next 2 weeks, which Brad and I went through. And this year was, wow, what a special year for the ALN podcast. These best of episodes are always fun. And so many great guests and memories to go back and listen to. And those will be out in the next few weeks. But today's episode is an episode that we actually recorded with Jaleel White and Jessamay Peluso, ALN favorites, that we did a test pilot podcast for a sports podcast, Jessamay, Jaleel, and I, called Sports Talk with Bay, and it never came out. And the episode was so good, so I was like, we gotta post it. So I'm dropping that as the bonus episode today, because it's so fucking funny. And Jaleel and Jessamay are ALN legends, and you guys just got to hear this. So enjoy this episode. Follow these two on Instagram at Jaleel White, at Jaleel White, and at Jessamay Peluso. Follow me at Adam Ray Comedy. Follow Brad at Funny Brad on Twitter, at ALN Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. AboutLastNightPodcast.com for all your past and present eps and ALN merch for the holidays. ShopAdamRay.com for all your Adam Ray merch. And guess what? I'm still doing the Adam Ray merch giveaway, baby. I'm actually going to do a episode dedicated to you, the fans, next week. Another bonus ep. Reading so many emails and letters. So keep those coming. Keep emailing me at aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com. And I will read these fan emails. Where you got the pod, how you get into it, your favorite eps, what you love about it. Email me, aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com. And I'm going to read a shit ton of these next week in an episode dedicated to you, the fans, and me recapping my favorite ALN moments. This is going to be next week. So get those emails in, aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com, and you could be part of the Adam Ray 2019 merch holiday giveaway. That's a long fucking saying, but do that. Read the Room. My album is still available on Spotify, Amazon. Jesus Christ. What if Amazon and iTunes merged? You get Amazons? Oh God, I just had a stroke. Go get my album and get my new album one more time, Songs for the People. It's out everywhere tomorrow. Tell your friends and your family, go get Songs for the People, my comedy music album. Tour dates. This weekend I'm in Oxnard at the Levity Live tonight through Sunday. Tonight and Sunday headlining on my own, and Saturday with Adam Carolla for 2 shows. Get tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Next weekend I'm in Arizona for a gig at the Celebrity Theater with Frank Caliendo and Brian Callen. And then 27th through the 31st, DC Improv, baby. New Year's with Josh Adam Myers and Avery Pearson. Come see us in the DC Improv in Washington, D.C., December 27th through the 31st. Again, best ofs are coming up in 2 weeks. It's been a great 2019, and the fan dedication episode next week, and I think that's it. All right. You guys feeling good? The holidays are here, baby. It's a good time of year. Kick back, take some stress off, get with your fam, and if you don't have fam, get with the people you like to be around. All right, now that we've got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode, bonus episode of the About Last Night podcast with me, Jessamay Peluso, and Jaleel White in a lost episode pilot that never aired but will now. Enjoy!
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams
Is LeBron James ever gonna win again? Are foul balls deadly? Is Tom Brady the greatest of all time? Will a little person win the MVP of the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game? Does any of this fucking matter?
No, it doesn't if your girl is annoyed.
We'll discuss it all with comedian Jessamay Peluso right now on Sports Talk with Bay.
Sports Talk with Bay.
That's the theme song for now.
You know how we kick it, no analytics. We got sports for days, we got jokes for days. This week in sports, and we asking Bay. Sports history, and we here to see what she has to say. New every week, Sports Talk with Bay.
Sports Talk with Bay.
Sports Talk with Bay.
Sports Talk with Bay.
With your little wife,
with your little wife.
And Adam Ray.
And Adam Ray.
Welcome to Sports Talk with Bay, the only sports podcast. I wish I could say ever, but there's others, but this is the only one that puts ladies first.
That's for sure.
Puts them at center ice.
Absolutely. You good over there? You need any water?
I'm good. I'm all lubricated for this. I feel like
you have to be. You got the email.
Yeah,
said,
I'm nervous.
Come lubed up.
I'm already panicked.
Give me your feet. I'm a rebel.
Oh man, are you a foot dude?
I'm an everything dude.
That good needs answer. To be on a t-shirt.
I'm an extremities man.
I'm an everything dude, because you know some guys are like, are you a boobs guy or a butt guy or a foot guy? I'm an everything guy.
I'm an elbow person.
Are you into teeth?
I'm into elbows. I like everything from the chest up. I'm a dude.
That voice you're listening to is a hilarious comedian, human.
Ah.
Girl.
Whoa.
From MTV's Girl Code, Chelsea Lately, True TV's Comedy Knockout. She herself is a true knockout. She's a killer on the stand-up comedy circuit, headlining clubs all over the country. And she's the host of two amazing podcasts. Hilarious. It is hilarious. And Sharp Tongue, both found on Apple Podcasts. Gentlemen and ladies, please welcome today's bae, Jessamay Peluso.
So much rhyming going on. I'm today's bae.
You're today's bae, babe. We'll have actual like sports cheering in the background.
That just sounded like a hot breath. It just reminds me of like when you're in the fitting room as a chick and like you just hear someone breathing in the fitting room next to you.
I knew where I was coming. Oh. I brushed before I came.
Yeah.
And only today. Wait, speak to that real quick. Is that a real thing where you hear people
There's
breathing in the changing
heavy
room?
Heavy breathing in a girl's life.
Why?
Just in every scenario.
Yeah.
Because, you know, dudes, you know, you guys have a lot of restrictions in our society.
Sure.
This is so true.
So you're limited. So if it's more exciting for you to jerk off in a fitting room than, you know, the alternative.
Did Louis C.K. just enter the building?
Yes, he did.
It's hilarious.
I asked him to.
It was consensual.
Louis, we need you.
I asked him to come into my Banana Republic changing room.
He told me he had a hotel room, and I was like, I'd like to go inside. But please don't wipe your penis out. Why would he do that in a hotel room?
Wait, does, okay, so heavy breathing. There's probably also some stressful panting going on when you just think of sports, yeah?
Yeah, and also stressful panting is opening Coachella this year. And
stressful panting, oh my God. Our first snort, drink five if you're playing the Will Jessamay snort drinking game.
Oh, you'll be drunk. You'll be drunk in 10 minutes.
Well, first of all, so Jay, tell everyone what this podcast is going to be.
This podcast is designed to not leave out women when the sports nut just goes on and on and on about the big play that happened yesterday or the big game that's going to be played tomorrow. We want to make sure that it's all inclusive and that you know that we are here to listen to your point of view.
We're tired of girls being humiliated. We want them to be educated about sports and feel like a part of the conversation.
I never know what to say.
You don't?
No.
Do you even know? First of all, I mean, do you even like sports?
You know, I enjoy going to them.
Okay.
Once I'm out, if a game is on, it's fun.
Why? Give me two reasons why you like going to any sporting event.
Camaraderie and beer.
I love that.
Yeah.
You see how we just got right to it, right?
Yeah.
That was just like, what are you doing after this? That's what that question felt like.
That at the core is what sporting events, I mean, it is a social, right? Like, I feel like it is a social thing for dudes as well as ladies, but like, then there's that extra level of emotional attachment that we probably, you know, get a little too.
Yeah.
It's probably, how great is it to go to a game and not feel any emotional attachment and just being able to enjoy every moment?
I just went to a game in Syracuse. First basketball game I've ever gone to in, I don't even, maybe the first one, because I don't ever remember I've gone to one before. I'm going to one before, whatever English is.
That's a good place for your first college basketball.
It was fun because it was a good game. Like someone made a basket like the last 2 seconds and won the game.
Whoa.
And I think
Do you know what that's called?
a good shot. An alley-oop.
A buzzer beater.
Oh, well, a buzzer beater is something different in my apartment.
Hey! Sports talk with Ben. Yeah.
Drink five anytime a masturbation reference is made. Wait, did you even know, did someone, because again, like Jay mentioned, like Syracuse is such an epic.
It's huge sports town.
Right. And huge. The basketball team especially. So yes. Did somebody give you any sort of prep like, oh, you're going like, and they like knew this was your first game, were they like, man, like look out for this or like make sure you look at that banner or get those peanuts or.
Yeah, definitely get those peanuts. That was said to me about seven times. That was definitely a big one. Get those peanuts.
Do you remember the name of the Syracuse coach? He's kind of legendary.
Boeheim.
Yes! Yo!
I babysat for Bernie Fine back in the day. Bernie Fine was the assistant coach for a hot minute. And I broke his window because I locked myself out with him and with his kid and I in the backyard. Hilarious. And I had to like take a baseball and break his window. They never had me babysit again. Turns out Bernie Fine and his wife like to have players in their basement and they did different things with balls, but not the ones that you played.
Dang!
That's what you news. Get.
That's news.
That's available news.
That's in a small town.
Yeah, that's in a small town. A lot of things happen in a small town like that. But, you know, my sister has season tickets to
awesome
to Syracuse Orange. So she always goes. Her and her man always go. And her neighbor is like one of the coaches for the football team.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Did you play sports growing up?
Yeah, I was super into sports.
You were.
I love playing sports. I love it. I played basketball. Softball, even though it's not really a sport.
It's not?
I don't know. I mean, it's weird.
Why? What about it feels
Why
non-
make it soft? Why we gotta soften it? What the fuck are we doing?
Although, when they throw underhand, that's not impressive to you? When they're throwing like...
It looks like someone who's having a physical Tourette fit. And it makes me uncomfortable. It looks like... It doesn't look like a natural momentum.
It's not.
Like sports are all about momentum and agility. And this looks like... It looks like an angry pirate who threw something away. Like, swashbuckler, and just, like, chucked something. Oh, I don't get it. It's like, I want it. I don't. Okay, you can have it. I guess it's the perfect way for a girl
Please
to throw a ball.
Please tell me there's a pitcher out there that says that to herself before she pitches.
You want it? You can't. Here you go. Like, that's what it is. It feels
Peggy,
very...
Peggy, talk to yourself, Simmons, on the mound.
I don't know. What about you? I feel like that motion, the throwing motion in softball is kind of sexualized. You know what I mean?
For
it
sure.
Especially, like
it.
Jenny Finch, you know? Remember, she was the one. Like a woman that looks like that throwing heat at you at 60 miles an hour.
Do you know a professional softball player name? Did you just throw a Jenny Finch at me?
Yeah, she's a softball pitcher.
Do you have heat for softball players?
I like sports a lot.
Do you watch the WNBA?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Really?
I'm actually really good friends with Candace Parker.
Okay. All right. I don't know who that is, but...
She's like...
She's like the greatest female basketball player of all time.
See, this is a problem. WNBA. Women need to know more about female sports so we can watch and support our girls.
Yeah.
If you could go pro in any sport, though, and...
Softball. No, I'm just kidding. No. Probably basketball.
Why?
I just loved basketball. It's so... Basketball is grimy. Like when girls play.
Oh, when girls play, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had nails coming at me.
Oh, I had to watch my daughter play. My daughter's in the fourth grade.
It's rough.
And it was like a jiu-jitsu. It was like a jiu-jitsu affair.
Yeah.
Time was spent on the ground.
Yeah. It was grimy in high school.
They all wear
it.
Knee pads, too. So they're letting you know right from jump where this is going.
And mouth guards. Can you imagine me getting checked by some like huge center chick? I'm just like up against a wall and I go flying back. Like,
did you, what was your like, your forte on the court? Like,
oh, they would let me dance in between the games. Like,
nothing basketball related? Just made it's a timeout. pop and lock real quick.
They would let me. I would do routines in between the JV and varsity games. And I was on the JV team. And then I was on varsity for like 1 year. But like, I was terrible at it. I was too chaotic. I didn't have like the organized commitment to learn how to like really learn basketball.
It was just a fun thing for you.
It was fun for me.
So you never played any sports with your father growing up?
I didn't really play any sports, my dad, growing up. But we were on a softball team that he coached when I was like from like 6 to 10.
Okay.
But he used to get ejected from the game all the time.
No way.
There we go.
Those are my favorite dads.
Go. Walter Matthau over
Welcome
here.
Welcome back to Adam's
we
favorite dads.
We were 6 years old, and my dad would storm the field.
Oh, to do what?
Scream at the umpire.
Oh my God.
He's like, that's a shit play.
Did it ever get physical?
Oh yeah. My dad was like so like.
No lawsuits back then.
No
Let's
lawsuits.
Go.
No, you just duke it out. My dad got kicked out of games all the time.
Your dad put hands on refs.
I mean, he like went. He got held back a bunch of like our other coach had to hold him back because he wanted to go at the ref, and we're like six.
Did that embarrass you or make you like fuck yeah, dad? Like was that like, was a shitty call.
I was just like, well, dad's heated up. Something's going on. He's really into this.
Because at six, like you're
at that age, you just stare.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but you also, you don't know. You don't know what's going on.
This is going someplace.
Oh, this but is also, better. Can I just hold this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's much better.
Wow, no one's ever done that.
Yeah, that feels.
We are talking
better.
About the mic.
Yeah.
did your at six? You, I feel like you just kind of are liking being around other kids and playing sports. So even at that age, did you know that like it wasn't going to be? Because I feel like that 6 to 10, I feel like, is the time when you go get your excitement for sports either taken up a notch
or it plateaued levels
or levels out.
For anything.
Right? And you just go, all right, I guess it's something I'm going to be into.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, you look at, like, Serena and Venus Williams, like, they probably, what, at, like, 5 and 6 is when they were doing, like, tennis camps.
No, their dad told him early on, we doing this for
the money.
Did they have
a choice? Yeah, I don't think they had a choice.
He had them pick up balls when they came out of the womb.
Yeah, I was doing that, too.
They were trained. No, seriously, girls play for each other.
Yeah.
They play for the camaraderie.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that was the first word she said, beer and camaraderie.
Yeah.
Like, it was like friends, yeah. And then, like, you know, it's also like you, as a female, when you're around other females, it's some, biologically different things happen to us and you guys. Like, we all start cycling.
Whoa.
You know, we all start mimicking each other. We all start sort of like creating a homogenous zone.
Yeah.
You guys create an erogenous zone. We create a homogenous one. So there's like, you know, it's just like sisterhood. It was fun. I love sports. My dad definitely instilled that in us. You know, we played softball. We were always like, we went roller skating, even though it's not really a sport.
Yeah, but it's
we
something active, right?
Yeah, lacrosse. I love lacrosse.
Whoa.
Yeah, is that out of left field?
No, that's a big Northeast sport, yeah.
Yeah, that's big East Coast.
It was a fun
field
fun
hockey
one.
And lacrosse.
Would he turn you guys on to like certain games? Like if there was, he was like, hey, the Super Bowl's on. Like, cause
yeah, he loves Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he'd be like, yo, you're going to watch this with
me. Yes, and he would swear at the TV. Yeah. A very, very vocal fan.
That's when you get introduced to, I guess, the idea that sports can be that emotional, right?
Yeah.
Because you're watching, being like, I don't have any horse in this race. And also, it doesn't matter. But then when you see someone, you're like, why is he? I'm sure you're always curious, right? Like, why is he caring this much?
So many dudes, I feel like, I mean, I obviously females too, but I feel like a lot of dudes live vicariously through professional athletes.
Oh, tell me more.
Oh, yeah.
You're so right.
It gets out of control.
It gets out of control.
I actually have a policy because of that. I will not wear another man's name on my back.
Really?
I got
a tattoo I need to get removed then.
I just
Oh, drink.
Your second shot of Zima.
Of Bailey's on the Rocks.
Trying to get a Zima sponsor in this bitch.
Zima.
Do they sponsor anything?
They must. They must sponsor like a domestic abuse. I don't know what they're sponsoring. The official cocktail.
I guess they won't be
punching
sponsoring
your loved one.
Wait a second. Is there something about sports that you remember first getting, like that you got introduced to that you were like, oh, okay, this will be cool to take to school with me, like, and maybe bring up to seem cool? Because, you know, sometimes like you feel
like,
out of the loop in those conversations where you're like, you know, whether it's you know, in sixth grade or eighth grade, whatever, where people are talking and you're like, fuck, I don't know. You know, and then you go home and you ask, like, you know, your sister or somebody, like, what the fuck is a home run, you know? Or
Yeah, like the terminology. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I think it didn't really do that for me. It just made me feel like I was a part of something.
Yeah.
And, like, in my school, we didn't have theater. We didn't have any performing arts. And so I gravitated towards sports, and I would perform for the team. I was always in trouble. Like, on my lacrosse team, I must have ran the perimeter every 3 or 4 practices. At one time, I was like, I shoved the lacrosse stick in my pants, and I was behind the coach imitating his stretch routine. And I did this for weeks, and he never caught me. And then he caught me that day, and I ran. And then he eventually like kicked me off the team because I was just performing. And that's why, like, I think sports, I loved it, but I didn't have like the care enough to focus to create the agility to be good at it because I just liked performing. I just liked entertaining the girls.
I was going to say, you had a built-in audience
yeah.
all the time that you felt comfortable with right. to be silly. Because you're yeah. like, oh, they're not going to judge me. They know this is me.
I yeah. think she knows more about sports than she's giving herself credit for, though.
Maybe. I mean, I definitely play it because it's fun. But, I mean, I know some things.
Are you
but
playing
like,
dumb with us right now?
Is there offsides?
Are you? Do girls do that on purpose? Like, come
hell
on, be real.
Yeah.
So you go to a yeah. game with a guy, you're like, oh, what's offsides?
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course we do.
Well, come on. Think about it. We love to
you guys
teach.
Love to
like,
teach.
And love to be like, oh, dude, let me put We've my arm playing. Around you and show yeah. you how to throw the perfect spiral.
Yeah, same way we fake an orgasm. We feign interest in sports just so you guys can feel a little, you know, boost in your
well, thanks.
Intellect.
We appreciate
your
that.
Purpose. We all need purpose.
We do.
But I definitely know, I don't know a lot of terminology. I don't know a lot of player stats. I don't know, you know, there's RBIs and stuff out there and STDs.
And
I can't
STDs.
Keep it all. There's yards.
Do you follow any athletes on social media?
I know, but I follow them in life. Yeah. Definitely, for sure. Yeah.
We want names.
Dante Witherspoon IV is one of my favorite.
Doesn't not sound like a sports guy.
Athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a knuckle professional knuckle wrestler. You wouldn't understand. It's kind of a big thing on the underground.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
definitely not a sport.
Yeah. You should be embarrassed.
Okay, not snort number three. Not Jimmy Garoppolo.
Wait, what if you were
I know a sport person.
Who?
I know Dwayne Wade. Is that a person?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I don't know him, but I just
of,
I want to
know
him out there. There's another tall person that I know.
Sure.
There's
a lot of tall athletes.
Ja
Rule.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for my refund. My Fyre Festival refund.
If you could, you know, I feel like one of the big things when you're a superstar athlete is having a cool name. You know,
yeah.
I always think about like my kid, if he's a star athlete, like, and his name like sucks, we'll have to change it like real quick.
Dingle McCringleberry.
And that's what that's my next question. That's the name of your star athlete.
That sketch, that Key and Peele.
I feel a Shaquille Ray coming on. Oh,
yeah. That is
Shaquille
so,
Ray.
Yes.
Yeah. Whose would yours be? Who yours be?
Shaniqua Jones.
Why she gotta be black?
Why? But
she's not. She's Korean.
White.
Oh.
I come out and they're like, what?
Yeah.
That's I want a name where people have expectations and I break it. You know?
Okay.
I want people to judge me based on my name and then I come out in the court and they're like, oh, she's white and she's terrible.
Yeah, no. If your name is Shaniqua and you're white on a basketball court, you better put up 20
you
or
better,
you're getting yanked
yes.
quick.
You better be up. They should just put me in the game and take me out just to satisfy the fact that I was on the team.
Well let's test your knowledge of sports.
Oh boy. This is going to be embarrassing. Okay.
Great. No, this is going to be great.
I'm going to hydrate. Go.
These I'm are, well, it's not. You're not timed. There's no shot clock.
Well, what the hell?
But it is.
Do
we
I win a trophy?
You can talk it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you just lied to me, Jaleel.
No.
He did again. Twice. Yeah. No.
I have prizes.
You do?
You know I give prizes.
I know you do.
I'm a prize giver.
You are a prize giver.
So before we discuss some of the top stories in sports right now.
Okay.
Which we want to get your take on. And we'll help you
yeah.
break down what is happening so that you can give an actual point of view.
Is it crime? Is it crime stuff?
There could be.
Yeah.
Okay. There is actually one darker story that I debated throwing in, but it's too fascinating. All right. So this is a segment called How Much Does She Know?
Couple questions for you, no stressing. Multiple choice, so give your best guessing. How much do you know is this segment? How much does she know? Let's check it.
All right. Question number one. Which player, it's multiple choice.
Okay. Oh, fine.
So I'll give you all the options.
Okay, okay.
Which player holds the record for most consecutive games played?
I should have smoked a joint. Okay, go.
You still can.
No. I don't want you to get evicted.
Cal Ripken Jr., Lou Gehrig, Stan Musial, or CeeLo Green? Who holds the record for most consecutive games played?
Lou Gehrig.
That is incorrect.
Ah, oh, you like my confidence?
I love the confidence, though. That's why I was turned on by it.
I was like,
ooh.
Yeah. I also know.
Who?
He has a disease named after him.
Yeah.
Not that that's something great to be known for.
No, you know what? Bonus points for knowing that, but not knowing that it was the right
ALS.
Stat.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was,
if I had said which baseball player has a famous disease named after him,
I would have said Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, and you would have won.
Oh, okay. Okay, is there great. More?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Nope, that was it. All right.
The answer was Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah.
Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah. You ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baseball player.
Yeah. So the played the most games. It's like 2000, like straight 2000 something.
I thought Lou Gehrig because I was so confident about Lou Gehrig because I thought, okay, answer this. Was Lou Gehrig in the... like an older player from back in the day before Cal Ripken.
Yes.
Definitely that's why I thought, that's why I said Lou Gehrig. Because I thought he
you just
was
figured
older.
All the old guys have all the stats.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
I like that. Okay. Yeah, I like
that was my logic.
So Cal Ripken,
process of elimination right there. I get it.
So Cal Ripken Jr. over 16 years playing baseball, played in 2,632 games. Like, so 16 seasons. So he never, you know, like there's 162 games in a baseball season.
Right.
He never missed. He never took a day off. Never got an injury and missed. Or he had injuries, kept playing. Isn't that insane?
That's a crazy commitment. Record.
So they nicknamed him the Iron Man.
The Iron Man.
Because I think the next guy that got
closest.
What's
his position? Is he a catcher? What's he do on the team?
Shortstop. You know what that guy does?
That guy stops.
He was kind of like the first.
In between
Jeter.
First and second base. Or second and third.
Yes!
Whoa. Wow.
I told you.
Yeah. Okay.
See, she's playing. She's playing.
Yeah,
us up.
She knows what she's
doing. I know
getting,
what's up.
We're getting played. Like,
which team has never won an NBA championship?
Okay.
Rockets, Bucks, Pacers, or titties?
Is this real? Are those real options?
There's always one. There's one joke option in every question.
Okay.
By the way, I love that you, titties, you still are kind of like, imagine, is that a joke?
If you had a buzzer, I would have slammed and just screamed titties. Can I have the options again?
Yes. Which team has never won an NBA championship? The Rockets, the Bucks, the Pacers, or the Clits?
By the way, that's a better name than
that
a titties.
That is a better name. That the is New the Orleans Cleveland Clits.
The Cleveland Clits. Give it up for your starting lineup for the Cleveland Clits.
New Orleans Clits.
I don't know.
They're swollen and swampy. They're coming out. They're ready to play. The Pacers, the Bucks, or the... Who was the first
one? Rockets.
I don't feel like the Rockets is a...
Have never won an NBA championship.
I don't feel like...
So it's Houston Rockets, Milwaukee Bucks, Indiana Pacers.
And the Cleveland Clits.
Cleveland Clits.
I'm going to say...
Go with your gut. Use your female intuition.
My gut says Milwaukee.
No.
But then it wanted to go to Clits.
Oh, okay. your instinct is right, but your answer is
I'm
wrong.
I'm terrible at this.
It's the Indiana Pacers.
Okay.
The team that's never won an NBA championship.
We got one you're going to get. Yeah. We got one you're going to get.
Don't make it easy.
No. It's not because it's easy. I just know you're going to get it.
These are all questions that we have comprised that are, not super easy, but are if you you know the
their Family Feud level.
The basic sports fan should have an idea.
Did you just call me Basak? Just call me Basak?
No, well, like you know what I meant, bitch. Like you don't like know all the guys' names, but you know the positions.
Okay, you hoes is getting off topic. What number did Wang Gretzky wear?
The sassy black woman always takes over.
I know.
Keep going.
99, 100, or 69?
00. Damn it!
Close.
I'm just throwing these out there.
I know.
Can I tell you what my second guess was?
Yeah.
1. Should I walk into traffic?
1.
Who was it?
99.
Yeah. Oh, well, in my defense.
Yeah.
2 zeros kind of look like 2 nines.
Yeah, they do.
That's maybe I just never saw the jersey in its full fledged.
You also, to the 2 zeros, so maybe you did see a double number for Gretzky.
I did and that's see, what I you, know I saw a double number.
Amazing.
And it was 9. So I feel like I should get that because my vision may have been affected by the glass
at the
that
ice
they
rink.
Have in the arena.
Do you know who Wayne Gretzky, what sport he plays?
He played hockey.
Bingo.
Boom.
This woman's a winner.
Bonus points.
I need to know, did you watch the Super Bowl yesterday?
I did.
Pats won the Super Bowl yesterday. That means Tom Brady has 6 rings. Michael Jordan has 6 rings. Is Tom Brady the Michael Jordan of football?
Would I consider Tom Brady to be Michael Jordan's equal?
Yes.
I don't know I would say that.
Well, because what happened, it's a big thing happened yesterday. Like, Tom Brady got six. And Michael Jordan has six. So every man everywhere right now is debating in some barbershop someplace, is Tom Brady Michael Jordan? Is Michael Jordan Tom Brady?
But why do they have to? I think that's a really tough conversation to have because it's two different sports.
I love that. See, that actually makes sense.
Yeah. And also, Michael Jordan's personal life and Tom Brady's personal life, you got to take those into consideration.
Whoa. How do we factor this into the GOAT discussion?
I'm just saying, like, you know, as a woman, I would consider all things. If we're going to go for the GOAT conversation, how was he in his life?
Okay. You break it down then for us.
So, so greatest of all time doesn't just mean in the sport that he played.
No, from a female's perspective, no. How was he as a husband?
Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa. You know what I mean?
Yep.
How was he in his personal life? Was he a charitable human? I don't think, like, I think the GOAT label should go beyond the field or the sport, the shiny floor thing.
Yep. The court.
The court.
Yeah.
Beyond the court and the field or the grass.
I dig
one.
That. Yeah. You should have husband stats.
You should have husband stats.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And dad stats.
Yeah. Dad stats.
By the way, dad stats is opening for stressful.
So if you've had three marriages, you get kicked out of the Hall of Fame.
Stressful urethra.
No, what was it? Stressful what?
God,
stressful panting.
Yeah, stressful panting.
Dad stats.
Dad stats Wait, are opening for them.
I dig that, by the way, that there's like you factor that in to.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, if the guy is, it's like, yeah, how many elevator beatings did he have?
Yeah.
Yes. Zero? 100%. Guess what? He's the GOAT.
We got to start chipping away at these people. We got to start chipping away. I don't care if
you're
going
to bust
Asian.
Them for steroids and put an asterisk next to their name for the Hall of Fame. Okay. Why can't you put like how many cheats?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Then he's. But we separate.
Then we got to go beyond. If we're talking that, you got to go beyond sports. Then you got to rip off all of Miles Davis's records. You got to take those off the wall. He was a wife beater.
He was.
But damn, did he know how to lay a lick, huh? Amazing musician.
Damn.
So I guess if the price is punching a bitch, well, you better put that record on. Mama needs to listen to some jazz on a Tuesday. Is it Tuesday?
What about the Super Bowl did you enjoy? What made you want to watch it, you know?
My friend invited me to go over his house, and it was like a group of people.
It's background music, right?
It was chill. You know, I mean, it was, I will say this, very boring game. Very uneventful.
We'll agree with you. There's no guy that will disagree with that.
It was very uneventful.
Oh, Jay
very
texted me the
playing.
super bore.
Yeah.
Super boring.
Yeah, super boring.
I want some, like, you know, I want some TBIs in that first half.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Like, literally?
TBIs.
Traumatic brain injuries.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, okay. You want some heavy hits.
Yeah. I want to see some
hard
danger.
Knocks. Yeah. No, I hear you. That's what the sport is there
some
for.
Hard knocks.
But guess what? This is what I want out of hockey. When I go to a game, all I want is to
see
fights.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
see them gracefully skate across.
No.
I can go see Nancy Kerrigan highlights on YouTube
Absolutely.
If I want that. Fight.
Yeah. I need some blood on that.
So
ice. Yeah.
So you're saying, as a woman, that the game has become too soft to keep your attention?
I think that game yesterday was very soft. And they were very sloppy. I don't know. That didn't feel like a Super Bowl. That felt like an intramural sport.
Ooh.
It felt there was a lot of sloppy plays, a lot of dropped balls. If I need to see sloppy plays and dropped balls, I'm just gonna go fuck all my exes.
Whoa! Sports talk with Ben. That's all I'm gonna say when
I'm
you just come in. Like,
yeah.
And side note, I don't want anybody to have TBIs. I'm just here.
No, for sure.
To have
but
fun.
You. But your point being, though, you do want
action.
And this is actually it's great that you've picked up on that. That there have been like all these rule changes and. Unnecessary fixes to the game to make things like that not be, you know, as consistent. You know,
yeah,
like,
it's a brutal sport.
It is.
Football
well, it used
is a
to be.
Brutal sport. Yeah, it used to be a lot more brutal. Yeah. But I thought it was a boring, boring game. What was it, like 6-4? I don't even know what the score was.
Close.
It was 10-2. And I had to go because that was the time, not the score.
Adam Levine took his shirt off.
Okay, can we talk about the halftime show?
By the way, that is what's...
You like how I just hung that out there, too? Adam Levine took his shirt
Thank
off.
Thank you.
Well, that's how you know the Super Bowl sucks when that gets the front page cover.
His tattoos look like he went... It looked like a tattoo starter kit. He looked like he had every first tattoo from anybody in the country ever. I can't even...
What, is there a meme already with him?
He looks like... Oh my God.
Oh yeah, somebody, wait, tell people what you're showing her.
He looks like a cow. He looks like a pillow cover.
The tank top that Adam Levine is wearing
too
perfectly
tight.
Matches.
First of all,
a couch pillow.
It perfectly matches a couch pillow. It looks like a psychedelic
from Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yes, Bed Bath and Buy. Get off the stage. It was terrible. It was only fun when Big Boy came out and Travis Scott.
Yeah,
they should have just. What does Maroon 5 need to do? They got enough going on.
Also, halftime shows to me have got to be. You start at the top. You go Beyonce, Bruno Mars. Like, something just so big and epic. And Maroon 5, like, I want to know truly how low on the list they were when they were like, fucking who? Cardi B turned it down, right?
Yes, everybody turns it down because you don't get paid. You don't get paid doing the Super Bowl thing.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, no, you don't get paid.
It's an exposure thing.
Yeah, it's an exposure
thing. Oh, I knew something sports you didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to spike a football on this fucking table. Yeah, you don't
if
get
Brad
paid.
If Brad were here, you could just spike him.
Aww. He should be a football for Halloween. That'd be so cute.
That's a...
Glazes were out.
He's the Ace Ventura football?
Yeah. You could be Ace Ventura in the tutu.
He walks...
Remember that scene?
Yeah,
In the loony bin? Yeah, I thought the game was really boring. It didn't feel like a Super Bowl game to me. I liked, like, yelling and cheering. I scream. I get into it.
Do you have favorite snacks at the Super Bowl?
You know, cheesy, crunchy things, like tacos.
You got to have that.
And some, like, dip. I need some guac. I need some wine. Maybe some beer.
Yep.
Line of Coke. Crack. Meth.
Wait, are those the dips?
Those are the dips.
I need to dip my chips in heroin sauce.
Heroin sauce. Also playing at Coachella this year.
Oh, my God.
Heroin sauce.
But you hear the lineup. Game. It's Dad Stats, Heroin Sauce.
God, you guys, Stressful Panting's going to be there this year.
The Cleveland Clits, I think, are headlining.
Oh, they're shutting it down.
It's just that.
Squirting at the end. Just everyone gets squirted on. You know, that Super Bowl was drab. But, I mean, what's Tom Brady going to do? He can't go out on that, like, limp lizard of a win.
You don't think so?
No, I wouldn't want to.
He wants to play until he's 50.
I think he should. He can't go out on that. That's an embarrassment.
That's called a win, babe. In guy world, a win's a win.
A win's
really?
A win.
Win's a win.
I don't know.
They were more concerned with his true... I mean, his legacy is already intact. He's the most winningest quarterback of all time. Mm-hmm. And that probably won't be challenged for quite a while, if ever.
Yeah.
But you think, though, that it's still... He needs to have a game that's like...
If I were him, I would want to go out on a win where I'm crying my eyes out because it was so beautiful. That was like...
It just ended, and they were like...
It just was like...
It's like when you saw Avatar and you walked out. You're like,
I think you're in
the
minority on
this,
though. I think you're in the minority on this.
Really?
I actually had like a lot of young bae sitting behind me at the game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were a threat to... they were a threat to jail time. But but I heard them say specifically, they said, he looks really good for his age. And I know what that translates to.
They want to smash?
Yeah, he can get it.
I mean, he can, I don't know. He looks a little like Patrick Bateman-ish. He looks a little,
I only said it because
Huey Lewis in the news is, to me.
Yeah.
He's a little
girls like a winner.
Psycho.
Girls like a winner.
Yeah, he looks dead in the eyes to me, though.
Really?
Yeah, I think Gisele Bündchen is very probably demanding. He probably can't understand what she's saying half the time, so he's just exhausted from different, just trying to decipher what she's asking.
Just decoding her sentences.
Yeah.
He's got one of those translators that when she talks, like it goes, she meant to say, put the towels in the bin.
He's got an Alexa for her conversations. No, but yeah, he's a great athlete. I mean, I've appreciated what he's done out there in the field.
I think he's a great quarterback. I don't think he's a great athlete.
Did that sound like legit?
It did. I sound like you were saying it from the booth.
Yeah, from the booth.
Yeah.
I think they should have a girl who doesn't know anything about sports comment on them and just...
Well, I think they need to cut to a female sports fan mid-game from the booth for literally 30 to 90 seconds and go, and whether you're drunk or not, that's on you. They have like, you know, the way that Ellen would send somebody to somebody's house and like they're already there like to check it out when they surprise them with, you know, we're giving you a new futon. And she's like, I don't even have heat, you know, and, you know, so it's a great upgrade. whatever. I didn't watch Ellen this season, but she, you know, so they would cut to you and be like, you know, Jess, whether you're six pinos deep, maybe, and they're like, what'd you think about the first half?
Oh, you better watch out. You better get ready. Hide right? your kids, hide your wives. Peluso's on the horn. What do you think about the first half? Snorefest. Bye. Return your tickets, folks. This one could have been done by six drunk ladies, day drunk on boxed wine. What play? I've seen better scoring by four-year-old nerds on a recess field on a tire swing. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Nuts aren't even descended yet.
She would be here all week.
Isn't that the, you know, I mean, but they should, because they only have female reporters on the sidelines. And they,
yeah, and they're getting, that woman got like Me Too'd seven times while she was trying to interview Tom Brady.
Yo.
She was smashed I caught that. In there.
Oh, that
she
was
just smushed.
I caught, did you see her?
Yeah.
Smushed.
All the camera guys.
Listen, they were in her ear. Bitch, you better get this
she
damn
said
interview.
One question.
Yes.
That, you could tell.
You could tell.
You, she was fighting for her job
she
down
was
there
fighting
trying
for her
to get
job.
That mic in his
that,
face.
Who put her there then? Like, that was such a... Why would you have her down there?
The game just ended.
Yeah,
I am
like,
so proud of you for recognizing that. That captivated me. Because it turned into a scrum.
Yes.
And it was just like this itty-bitty 4'11 woman down there with this giant freaking mic. It was just like, Tom, please talk to me or I'm fired on Monday.
You couldn't even, all you saw was this little, like, sovereign hand with a microphone.
It was so sad.
Just...
And those camera guys were so barbaric. Like, get out of my way. I want to film a sweat.
Yeah. She had like all these like coaches' nuts on her shoulder while she's trying to get like the
They even had to cut to the overhead angle because remember the camera guy was getting jostled so much he couldn't even get an angle on Tom.
Tom Brady was an egg and everybody else was a sperm. And they put this lady right in the middle of that.
That.
At that time.
Is
Why?
The show. Sports Talk with Ben.
Wait.
Wow.
You know the Super Bowl had the lowest ratings in 10 years.
I'm not surprised.
What do you think they could, how do they improve if the NFL gets together?
Never ask Maroon 5 back.
I love that that's your opening statement.
Yes. And if you're going to have a rapper riding on a flame, why not open the show with that?
Yeah.
Travis Scott came in on a burning fart cloud, and that was the second thing they did. I'm serious.
Just say that again. I want you to say that.
Travis Scott came in on a burning fart cloud, and he was the second. He literally sharted through the air.
Love it. That's our first replay on this show.
Why? And then the crescendo was Maroon. What's his name? Adam
Levine.
Levine taking his shirt off.
No.
First of all, he sounds like my therapist. Second of all, he looks like somebody who literally has like press-on tattoos that wash off at night and he cries in his sleep.
Yeah.
And they have him take off his shirt at the end.
And that was like his big reveal.
I know, that was the big reveal.
Bring out, if he had taken his shirt off and then like Beyonce came out, then I would have been like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I guess you knew she was coming, so you tried to get one more like little moment in. But
right.
Like, that's the reveal?
It was so awkward. Why? You know what a reveal is? Showing me your children's faces tattooed on your scrotum.
There you go. Guess what?
TV.
Ratings.
Hi.
Boosted.
Bye.
Bye, bad ratings. Hello.
I'm going to keep it extra real.
Bye, bad ratings. Hello.
He only had Big Boy and Trav anyway for Street Cred.
It really was, that was sad. I don't know what's going
on. You can feel
it.
You can feel it. Like anytime somebody of that magnitude hits a stage, and they're not even on the stage for a full 60 seconds, it feels like. They're there for Street Cred.
Yes.
Like, yo,
they are there for Street Cred. He
called them
cloud. In.
Exactly.
Yes.
Give me some of your clout.
Yes.
Okay, now you gotta go. It's back to my show.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's like that's a move.
And I feel like whoever's headlining the show, the halftime show,
yeah,
should not stay in a high alto, like a soprano. Can I get like some baritone? Why are you up here so much?
Yeah.
Like, can I get some very white action?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I need a bassy
People
moment.
People want that, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it down.
Bring it
the
down.
The game is already so intense. Like, we don't gotta...
I felt like Big Boy was just warming up, too. And they said, goodbye, thank you.
He literally came in his fancy jacket. He looked like he just came from the dinner table. Sang a song and left. And then Travis got sharted out back out to the sky. And then we got stuck with the creeper and his shitty tattoos.
Yeah, it was not cool.
And it was just weird. It was. It made
Who do you think that was for? Moms?
My sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister loves him.
Oh, see.
Loves him.
Oh, yeah. So she went nuts for that moment.
Oh, she's probably still flicking the bean over
Yeah,
it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of flicking the bean, there's a couple other top stories that are going on.
Please.
Two more we want to discuss.
I want to hear them.
One is a little darker. I'm going to shift gears. But it is fascinating on many levels.
Okay.
So there's a gal who, a grandmother of seven, who got hit in the head at a Dodgers game by a foul ball and died from an acute intracranial hemorrhage. Due to the blunt force trauma that happened. So, because she got struck in the head during a game in August at Dodger Stadium. Crazy, right?
Terrible. Incredible. Yeah.
What does that make you want to go to baseball games, not go to baseball games? And if so, go, what do you think they should be doing about that?
It makes me want to go to a baseball game.
And get a lawsuit.
And get a lawsuit. Yeah. Settle in Fiji.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm the person who, I want to put myself, I'm that lady who pours water out in the grocery store, slips on it, and then owns that bitch. Hi. Ooh. Hi, gummy bears. I'll buy you. I don't even need to buy you. I'll just walk down the aisle and snatch you up. Anybody want, I'll bring all my friends. Honeycombs on me, bitch. I own this bitch.
Yeah.
I'll go slip in every goddamn place. That's how I'm going
to
retire.
Change Ralph's to Paluso's.
Yeah.
Wait, so, but did you, would you, have you been to a baseball game before?
Yeah, I went to a Dodgers game.
Okay.
I went to like a, like it was like the, when they were in the big thing.
The World Series.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like one of the final games.
That's amazing. Those tickets are very expensive.
They're very expensive. And also like getting out of that stadium just made me never want to go to another game again.
That's the thing too. Look, all sports have their chaotic fan exiting strategies.
Oh, it is.
But
it's,
baseball might be the worst. And that stadium's been there forever, so there's no real...
Did you go with a guy?
I went with my cousin who was pregnant.
Okay.
And her husband.
Okay.
So she couldn't drink. Yikes. I had a bunch of hot dogs. The one thing I love about baseball games is that's where I eat my hot dogs in happiness.
And not feel bad.
And not feel... No one's judging me. No. Oh, that pig, the sad pig. Like, fuck you. Let me eat this hot dog and my $37 Bud Light. What is up with... How do Americans survive?
Oh, no, it's ridiculous.
Well, that's what's keeping people away. Yeah. Wow.
It's offensive.
It is.
It's like we made the sport.
We get to make the prices.
Do you judge a guy based on where his seats are if he invites you to a sporting event?
Hell no. No.
Awesome. So a first date...
So marriage.
First date he takes you to... Yeah, that's great. So if he takes you, he's like nosebleeds and he's like, just want to go... I guess early on, but like, what if it's like, what if you're married 20 years and you're still taking the nosebleeds?
I look, I'll be happy if I'm married to the dude I like. Him, nosebleeds are a better place to give a blowjob.
No. Whoa. One behind
you. It's lit.
There's no one behind you.
It's lit.
Let's go to the last.
My
seat.
Mic's on fire. Your mic on fire.
Do you want to know the Do you want to know one of the first porn videos I ever saw? That somebody showed me was a couple that was having sex
in the baseball stadium.
Yes.
Me too.
I couldn't believe that. That might be.
It was empty stadium.
Yes, that might be the first time I saw somebody having sex outside and even made me, I was like.
Me too.
I was like, isn't that elite? Like, I was like, there's other people around. The camera guys.
Who's filming this?
Yeah. Did you know the stadium at the University of Gainesville, Florida is open 24 hours for the kids to go and enjoy? And you already know what goes down.
No way.
24 hours.
Finger blasting.
24 hours.
Just constant touchdowns.
Always.
Who cleans it?
Oh, God.
That's the truth.
That's a female question right there. Who's cleaning the seats? Everything's sticky.
Well, how do you get around that, too?
Oh,
stadium sex or plane sex?
Stadium. Yeah, I mean, once in a lifetime.
But wait, so if you are there things about the baseball experience that, as a, you know, kind of baseball fan, that you do you just kind of suspend your frustrations of the whole experience just to go like, oh, this is like the sticky seats or the expensive prices, like. Just go ahead, I'm doing this, so just jump on board.
I'm not enough of a fan to go through the trenches with the fans in the interim process to get to the game.
Got it.
So I'm a bougie.
Yeah.
I want to be dropped in and picked up and taken away. I don't want to wait in a fucking line. I don't want to like have to deal with, you know, walking 45 minutes to the car and getting shuttle.
I already have the ideal date set up.
For what's her. That?
The I ideal. Don't want to have to. I just want to show up.
She needs a Mercedes Sprinter. She needs
yes.
A lot of booze.
Yes.
She needs.
I need VIP access.
VIP
backdoor
access.
Entrance.
Well, that's the best.
Backdoor entrance.
Yeah. But she don't care what them seats are, so you still save and take her.
Yeah. To carry I don't care where the seats are. And the only reason I went with my sister, they got floor seats, but it's a college game. I mean, those are still expensive for like that. You know, but the only reason I really went is because they do VIP stuff. They go through the side door, they got the VIP bar, and then they go down, they got the fancy seats, and then we zoot, scoots, magoots out and miss all these people. It's not that I don't like to be down with the common folk. I am common folk.
Yeah.
I just don't want to fuss around, step it on ankles, have people step on my ankles. I'm a busy woman.
Yeah.
Get me to the point.
Do you enjoy the Jumbotron in-game entertainment?
Fuck yeah.
Do you have?
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
Can I talk? Is that Patty? Who is that?
How you doing? Yeah, yeah, it's Pat. Oh, yeah, I love the Jumbotron. My husband and I will always wait for that to show up, and I shove my tongue right down his throat.
Oh, Kiss Cam. You're talking about Kiss Cam,
Kiss
Patty.
Cam, yeah, 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 yeah. Bratwurst.
Do you ever take it up a notch on Kiss Cam?
Oh, yeah, I take it up a couple notches, and he that's my tits. Notch one and notch two. Tune in Tokyo. My husband served in Tokyo. God rest his soul. He's dead, but I came around in a jar. I'd still bring his urn to the game.
You didn't kiss Cam with an urn of your husband?
Don't judge, hon. It's a lonely life, and all these little thoughts on Instagram are snatching up all the pool boys these days. No one wants to work.
Oh, my God. Resident sports fanatic, Patty. Do you have a last name, Patty?
Peluso. Yeah.
Patty Peluso.
Oh, my God. It's your strange
Peluso,
aunt.
Peluso. In Italian, translates to big and hairy. You want to see my bush? You got floor seats? I'll show you my bush, sweetheart.
You're quite the bargainer.
Yeah. Give me a hot dog, and you'll get lost in there for a couple days. That's all Patty needs is a hot dog. Hot dog and a Jumbotron. What do you call that thing? I ain't got time.
Oh, shit. All right, our third story.
I feel bad for that lady. Yeah. That's very sad for that woman.
It is.
But what an epic way to go out, huh?
But also, like, and that's the thing, too, about baseball. Like, they put up nets to guard those things, but that element, that's what, when we were talking about the seats, like, there is a reason now to maybe sit a little further back.
Yeah.
They've extended the nets, though.
They have.
The nets go way further down the third base and the first
base line.
Yeah, they
need to. Was it beyond the net? Was she seated somewhere? It just went straight through.
Yeah.
Didn't, like, kind of
loop. I mean, you know, because, I mean, there's still, like, certain angles.
Oh, there's still certain angles where you can get hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to stay woke. You gotta stay well. I had a pair of shoes that were really ruined. You know, that's really big for black folks.
Yeah.
Ruined because
that's
what?
Pretty much
foul
the
ball.
Same.
Foul ball scrum. Like, it just, guys just got disrespectful. Yeah. Just crashing all into me and everything. Just like,
jumping for it.
Yeah. I had never actually been in the middle of that before. It was real disrespectful.
What is more sad to watch? A bunch of dudes jumping for a foul ball at a baseball game, or a bunch of single girls jumping for the bouquet at a wedding?
Ooh. Ooh, no, definitely bouquet.
Par for par.
I just came up with that question.
I mean, I
feel like there's a great answer for both.
I blurted out the bouquet, but you're right.
It's not.
See dudes jumping, fighting for a ball, saw a dude elbow a kid to get a ball.
Dude dropped his kid.
Yeah, and we all screamed, like, give it to, we, like, guilted him into where he finally, like, gave the ball to the kid. Yeah. But, like, a lot of berating. Like,
no, you're right.
I don't think
I gotta take that back. It might not be the bouquet.
I don't think anyone has drawn a more clearer, close, like, mirrored analogy of the male equivalent to the toss.
Thank you.
Of the wedding.
I'm the new Dr. Oz.
That was
huge. That's you're literally, that's just a mirror situation.
It is.
The guys jumping for the ball, to me, both those things.
What does that signify? Like,
you're desperately holding on to your masculinity.
Yeah. If I get that ball, it shows that I, like, yeah. I was agile enough to get it.
Yeah.
I had to jump and get it. I caught it.
My
I didn't have a glove.
My life's
gonna change.
Sheila's coming back.
They're gonna put me on the Jumbotron. She'll see me on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
She'll come.
She'll come back. I'm at the game.
I'm at the game.
She's never gonna catch a ball.
Oh,
you're never
she
gonna
said
catch
that,
a
dude.
Ball.
You're never gonna catch a ball.
Yeah, you don't have what it takes to catch a ball.
Wow.
Shut up, Sheila.
Yeah. All that's in there.
I just need popcorn for this shit.
And then he gave the ball to the kid. Sheila said, "I didn't like kids."
Yeah.
I just made a kid's day.
Oh, and he elbows a kid, and she's like, "That was the whole point. The ball was our baby, and you punched a kid in the face to get the ball. You don't get it." And then she's at the wedding.
Knocking over.
Scratching out a 6-year-old girl's eyes to get her hope of not being barren when she dies, which is what that, you know,
signifies.
That bouquet represents a woman's femininity.
Why is, yeah, that's, her, yeah, that's, so break it down for us on that
well,
level.
Well, I think the ball is a dude's masculinity and the bouquet is a woman's femininity in the sense that the marriage defines the woman. It defines you. The same way sports kind of define a man. And I don't know which comedian.
Church.
Somebody, it might be my ex, Giannis Pappas, but maybe you can correct me. Maybe you'll know. I think it might have been Giannis who said, a wedding is the female's equivalent of a Super Bowl.
Oh.
And the way it's planned, the preparation. The preparation starts at birth.
That's real talk right
there. For most women. Like, I've never thought about a wedding. I don't care about it.
Oh, so in the preparation.
But, like, playing in one.
Yeah.
You know?
Playing
in
one. Yeah. And, like, planning
one. Or fantasizing about being in one. Yeah.
The whole thing. The whole vision board for so many girls is so, like, strikingly visceral from a young age, because especially back in the day, we were created and we were reared to be a wife. Now shit's changing. Now we're in the Ronda Rousey generation where girls are learning, I can actually...
Nah, the wedding still matters.
The wedding still matters.
I got a fourth grade daughter. She's been married about 3 times with her friends. It's a big giraffe in the corner.
Matters.
He's gotten married to all three of them. It's crazy.
It's not as much, though, because we have more rights now. But, like, yeah, the wedding is a Super Bowl for a woman, for sure. All the planning and, like, the idiots you date, and then you get another one, and you're not learning anything, and then you learn, and then you get married, and then you don't give a fuck, and you get divorced, and you end up fucking his brother, because you got to have that marriage.
Whoa!
Gotta be married. Not me. I'm just saying, like, other girls.
Yeah.
Imagery.
These are other storylines.
Yeah. But grabbing the bouquet is same as grabbing the ball. You know, a little girl gets scratched, a little boy gets scratched. We gotta get ours. You know, we gotta get our. It's a talisman.
Yeah, that's.
But one of my other favorite analogy.
Yes.
Was Jaleel talking about how upset at the baseball games? Like, we were talking about the lady who died, and he's like, yeah. I get upset when my sneakers get dirty.
Oh yeah, no, my joints is wrecked.
Yeah.
My joints is wrecked.
What's the equivalent for
I got a pair of Kendrick.
Can you even understand that as a dude?
I got a pair of Kendrick Lamar Nikes that are wrecked. I can still see the stain of my hot dog fell on my shoes.
When people step on my shoes.
And, you know what the guy says to me too? He was like, dude, I want to buy you a shot. Can I buy you a shot? I was a big fan of yours growing up. I want to buy you a shot.
Yeah.
I got to play that off because I got all these people watching me and everything. But it was
you have to play it off.
If you had just chilled the fuck out, dog, and realized you were like 4 rows over and had no shot at that ball, I'd have a nice pair of Nikes still.
Was it a mustard stain?
Yeah, it was mustard stain.
Oh. White shoes?
Yeah.
Woo!
Kendrick Lamar house shoes.
Oh, boy. Yikes.
That's brutal. Oh, wait, there's another story. Okay,
there's one more story. So LeBron James, obviously an LA Laker in our city.
Okay.
Considered probably
the
biggest. No, everybody. Everybody does.
I know you.
Everybody does because he says so, too, because he's here. arguably the biggest athlete on planet Earth.
Okay.
And obviously, how did you feel as a woman when he came to Los Angeles? Because that kind of changed, you know, the basketball culture in LA. It put the Lakers back on the map, who have not been great for 4 or 5 years.
Oh, longer than that.
Longer than that.
Longer than that.
And so this was definitely like a big deal for a lot of people. And I think you knew even, like, I mean, your knowledge of LeBron James is what?
It's so wide.
You know of him, yes?
I know he's a very charitable human.
I love that.
And I know he's from Cleveland.
These are these dad stats.
Is he from Cleveland?
Yeah.
Oh, phew.
Sister played for the Clits.
Nice.
Sister played for the Clit.
See, you know what? We're going to have a sound effect of a swish.
It should be a squirt like instead of a swish. It should be a squirt swish.
Squirt swish.
The squirt swishers. That's the team I'm playing for.
From the makers of Gushers. Comes a new candy kids can enjoy. And also learn something. All right. So.
Squirt swishers. The Queefers.
Okay, that's a snack
the
that
Quebec
did not
Queefers
pass.
Would
okay.
be my
that's a team that
hockey
play.
Team.
Yeah, all right.
And we don't even use pucks.
No,
instead of a buzzer.
We use our pussy to get the puck into the thing, the net.
You're inventing a sport.
Yeah. Queefing.
Weren't we talking about LeBron James?
Oh, we were talking about LeBron James. Okay, how did I feel about when he came to Los Angeles?
Yeah.
I was elated.
But for real?
Did
it affect you at all?
Honestly, I didn't even
did you enter in conversations about it? Did you? No.
A couple conversations, maybe.
Like, would it annoy you to hear how many guys were so excited about that?
No, I mean, I overheard it, but it definitely wasn't like, it wasn't in my deus.
What do you know of LeBron James? Give me like 3 facts about LeBron James that you might even be remotely impressed by.
Okay, he's charitable.
I noticed you said that. Okay, he's charitable. Yeah. So he's giving a lot of this stuff away.
When you put it like that, Jaleel, it sounds like I'm an asshole. He's giving a lot of his shit away. He built that school in Cleveland.
Yes,
he did. That was amazing.
There you go.
I mean, that's really amazing.
Because don't forget, we're talking about your qualifications for GOAT status now. I didn't forget about that.
Yeah, and he also has his sneakers. He has on display in that school. Mm-hmm. Does that count as a new fact, or is it the same fact?
No, same fact. We still in the school.
Well, so he's being considered
same fact.
Tape back. Now you just went to the decor. You talk about the wallpaper.
Also important.
It is important.
Well, see, he's being labeled a little bit of a diva right now as a teammate.
Why?
Because, look, the
Lakers are trying to trade everyone.
he's trying to. So, yeah, like, so let's break it down for you.
Everyone.
There is a player on the market right now called Anthony Davis. That's his name.
Okay.
He is a center. He's like 7 feet, but he runs like
a deer.
He's fast. He can shoot. He can do everything, and he's 7 feet.
He is a generational phenom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's every usually team, they're a little clunky.
Yeah.
Right, when they're that tall?
Yep, exactly. Every team wants him. He said he only wants to play for a few teams. The Lakers have money and space, and they're trying to trade for him. That's where, and he wants to go to the Lakers. But, and the Lakers are offering now, they're adding more and more players. So here's what's difficult when trades are being discussed, and now in this day and age, everyone finds out about it. So these things get printed. So guys that are playing on the team now are seeing that, like, oh, my team is trying to trade me. And then sometimes they don't, and the player stays, and they have to deal with that mentally. But right now, they keep adding players. So there's about 6 or 7 dudes on the Lakers that LeBron is trying to, you know, chaperone as these young
stars.
Like,
they're openly shopping these guys as they have to play games right now. I mean, I think the female equivalent to this would be if you had to go on Instagram and see all of your guys' exes just being discussed, like, well, she might come back. Well, she might come back.
Yeah, but
I think that's the equivalent of what's going on. These guys have to perform. And every single Laker right now, other than LeBron James, is being shopped for Anthony Davis.
Well, the worst that happens is you were a guy who was shopped by LeBron James. The best thing that happens is that you have an amazing career and LeBron missed seeing your potential and
right.
You can become
that could happen.
This.
I love that outlook.
I like
but
that.
But also it sounds like a very historic situation.
Yeah,
it is.
Since when has an athlete held so much power in deciding who
like
gets
that.
Traded.
Very, I thought very that was few times. A, yeah.
Well, he pretends that he doesn't have the power.
Yeah.
Who he has all the power if he's that if he's yeah. LeBron.
But everybody yeah. knows that he's pretty much consulted as the GM and owner.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, isn't that just a part of professional sports being traded?
Yes. It's
and
a
so
business.
Wouldn't you want to be traded by one of the best and trust that he knows what the hell he's talking about?
Yeah, but I think also selfishly you want to LA is such a glamorous yeah. place to play. LeBron, you also want to be there. You want to be one of the few guys that stays when they acquire these big superstars.
Yeah, but then you can just get back to him when you're on another team.
Well, I love that.
You just, you know, just learn to like harness that whatever emotion you have and turn that into like some gameplay.
Do you think LeBron has any room to be a diva and to complain? Like, he complains to the refs a lot. He and he also, you know, definitely gets in the face of these young players because they're not playing to the, you know, level he demands. Do you think he has, you know, jurisdiction to be that way? Or do you think he should just be a complete, like, dope dude? To, like, be a teacher and be a, you're the best. You've won so much. Like, but, like, you know, how do you balance that hunger but also not becoming a Mariah Carey?
I think...
I like it when that plane lands.
Yeah, I know. I knew what I wanted to say. I knew I was going to end on Mariah. Yeah.
I do think he has some right to do that because he's so good, right?
He's achieved so much, right?
Yeah, he's achieved so much. And also, it's the sort of thing where aren't there like rules and regulations? Like, isn't there a process and a standard of conduct as far as like how they're trading these players? So they should stick to that. Why, you know, if LeBron has all these opportunities to like just trade players on his own, why is that a thing that's happening?
Well, there are all of these rules. So it's basically, it's called tampering.
Yeah.
And the NBA will fine you. And they actually have fined the Lakers. The Lakers have been fined like $500,000 it was last season.
Yeah.
AD just got fined $50,000, as a matter of fact, because for even making the trade request public. So they're already up to $550,000 in tampering. But when you're talking about guys that are poised to make $30 million in one season, this is literally tipping.
It's the amount of money that's in sports is fucking infuriating, with all due respect.
Yeah.
With all due respect.
No, hey, you don't have to be respectful. We want you to be disrespectful.
Sports are great.
What do you think about sports betting? Is it insane when you hear a guy, A, spends as much on a ticket or bets? Sports betting, obviously, now is...
I mean, if I have a boyfriend and he spends money on betting sports, but he can't take me to get like my nails done, ooh, I'm gonna have a big problem.
Well, I'm gonna give you a few price comparisons.
Okay.
A suite to a Lakers game, $2,800. A Chanel purse, $3,000.
Wait, hold on. I don't care care about labels.
Great.
I mean, I do have a Joe Rogan fanny pack on right now. A Rite Aid purse.
Do you really?
I do have
That's dope.
A Rogan fanny pack.
Is it comfy?
It's so comfy. Good. Yeah, and it growls at me once in a while.
Oh, God.
No, okay, wait. So $2,800 for one game?
For a suite to a Laker game.
For a game.
For a ticket.
A game.
A game.
A ticket.
My
not
bag
a whole
will last longer than your ticket.
So that's like a no-brainer.
I mean, that's a no-brainer, but it's also like, I mean, who's playing? Is this like an epic game?
Yeah.
Is that suite the same price regardless of who's playing?
It changes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right. Ticket price is all right based on obviously, and then people are always
pretty much courtside from L.A. to New York is $3,000 to $4,000.
Wait. A ticket?
Yeah, a ticket.
Huh?
It's $8,000 date, courtside.
Wait, $34,000 a ticket? No way.
No, it's $3,000 to $4,000.
Oh, a ticket.
Per ticket.
Oh yeah.
So if you go, you're not going by yourself.
Oh, I thought you said $34,000.
That's right.
And I literally was gonna jump off your patio and impale myself on the fence below.
It's pretty much $8,000 date.
And so if you see pictures of people, they're fucking. Anybody who's on a date, they're
courtside.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay,
oh yeah, when I see her on the court, that's why they want that picture.
Well, here's one.
They already know what's going down.
A World Cup ticket in Russia next year is $1,100, and to rent a Napa wedding site is $1,200.
To rent a Napa wedding site?
Yeah, it's probably on the low.
I love so the we're doing a little male female, a little stereotypical.
Just to give you an idea.
Very
of
basic
what,
bitch.
Of what, dude?
Shopping list.
Just to give you an idea.
So far, I've got a bag and a husband. I'm glad I'm defined by society.
No, wait, hold on. We can do better than that. We got NBA Finals ticket, game one tickets for $1,350 apiece. We've got a spa day for two at the Peninsula in Beverly Hills, $2,300.
What? What kind of... They better be licking my asshole.
They are.
I'm not paying that for a spa day.
No.
That's
the spa day will hit you. A spa day will hit you now. Look, I took my girl actually recently, and it was like I wanted to actually kind of pull her out.
That's offensive.
That is the yum-yum package, and that comes...
Yeah, that's yummy. Put it in my bummy for two.
Yes. A full body massage... Deep tissue at the montage.
$2,300.
$550.
Offensive. You know what?
That's one.
Take
that
massage.
And shove it up your butt because I went to my
couples
Thai
massage
lady
$1,100.
Today.
Easy.
$50
for the foot rub too.
Yeah, she just
stood on you
from the ceiling.
Yeah, from the ceiling they held the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
I love those. Girls.
She put her heel into my childhood trauma.
$50.
$50.
Again, you're so relatable.
That is amazing.
I'm not a basic bitch.
You're not at all.
What's your next one? Let me see. What's the next one?
We got to come up with better stuff then. She's elevated.
Well, it's trying to
way beyond this list.
But basic girls, and, this is all their
but
shit.
These also are not like, this isn't like, this is what we like and this is what you like.
You are.
No, this
no.
is a, this is a, this is a trying to give, trying to see what you think about a dude spending that much on a ticket.
You know, if that brings him all of his joy and it's what he loves, then he can do that.
But is there a limit? If you have a dude that's spending...
Yeah, if you're not contributing to rent, there's always a limit. If you're not also...
Like, how many games a month would you be comfortable with him going to?
What's his... What bracket is he in?
Gotcha.
I need to know what kind of car he's driving. I need to know what bracket we're in. I need to know if the IRS is going to show up.
Okay, I got an easier question for you. If he spends $50,000 a year on season tickets... to his favorite sport, what does he have to earn annually so that you're cool for that and the coochie is hot when he comes home?
50 on just season sports?
Just his season tickets.
Okay, well that's...
What's he got to earn annually?
Well, we're going to have to break this down because miscellaneous expenses, that's a fraction of his miscellaneous expenses. Miscellaneous expenses are usually about 10-15% on the low end. So he's got to be pulling in, I mean, at least 2.5.
2.5 for
50,000. Yeah, for me to feel comfortable in our future.
So if he's making like $500,000 a year, he can't spend 50 of that on his season ticket.
No, that's way too high. You don't that pie chart does not work out.
But what if the car is paid for? Like he doesn't even have a car note.
Okay, now we're starting to talk a little bit. The house has to be paid for. A car can be paid for.
No, he doesn't have a house. He's in an apartment.
Nope. Bye. Bye. Those percentages do not add up. That's somebody who doesn't know how to manage money. That's somebody who's impulsive and who will probably end up fucking his secretary. And I'm not going to end up on that side of the coin. I'll tell you that much. I've seen too much Lifetime TV and Netflix to know how that story ends.
The head swivel stole it.
Can you do that again? I just like to see your ponytail go back and forth.
Wait, would you ever bet on sports or have you?
Because
you know, there are things called...
I don't know enough.
There's things called prop bets that I... Because I never do, but I did last year for the first time on things like, will Pink sing the national anthem? Will it be... Well, no, she was slated to sing it, and it was like you could bet over under on 2 minutes, like if it will be above 2 minutes or less than 2 minutes.
At that point, I feel like I got a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if I'm making bets on the minutes that Pink's performing at some fucking halftime show.
Oh, there's, but you can bet on.
I'm like one step away from heroin. You can, what are we doing?
There was another bet where it was. There was another bet. Will Pink be airborne at any point during the anthem?
Yeah.
Like, will she be?
These were real bets.
Some sort of a
fucking... My buddy lost money yesterday because Gladys Knight went way over 112 seconds.
What?
Isn't that insane?
Are you serious?
People bet on this. You could have betted, will Donald Trump be mentioned during the broadcast? This was last year. Will Timberlake be wearing a hat when he starts the halftime show?
I mean, this just sounds like people who have gambling issues.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, these are gambling problems.
How many times will the temperature outside the stadium be mentioned during the game? I mean, it gets down to the nitty-gritty of, like, you know. And this is aside from the game. That's why they're called prop bets. It's like shit that's, like, more fun to lose your money.
You know? That's just gambling problems.
Don't tell your kid you lost his college fund because you were like, I think Timberlake's going to be wearing a hat when he comes out.
I'm pretty sure Aretha Franklin's going to queef. A queef for a Franklin.
That's not insane, by the way. Do you think she hid one under her dress while she was singing?
Look at this. My buddy actually won on a $50 prop bet yesterday. He bet that Julian Edelman would be the MVP, and he did it so long ago. Look how much he made.
Are you $2,000?
$2,000.
I mean, you know, if you've got extra money, like I said, if you've got money to play with.
That's kind of a cool thing to bet on, though. The first Jewish guy to win friggin' NFL MVP.
Yeah, I mean, that's a cool thing to bet on. But also, how much other money do you have out? I guarantee people are making prop bets. Are in the hole. There's going to be a group of Italians knocking on their door in a couple
months.
Do
you want to know how much your man bets? Is that like...
No, because he's a gambler. He's not like a gambler. He plays poker.
All guys bet, though. He's a poker. So that's what I'm saying. Like, are you concerned at all as a woman how much your man
bets? Now that you say it, yeah. Now that you say it, I got questions.
You've never considered this before, have you?
He's going to get emailed.
Because we don't know how much you guys spend when you go shopping.
Oh, really? We don't know either because we black the fuck out. We go into Target for tampons. We leave $762 later in a pure blackout with cat litter and diapers. We don't got a kid or a cat, but we couldn't resist it.
Hey, we ain't getting no better than that, folks.
Oh,
I think that's sports talk with Ben right
think
there.
That's it. Oh, my God.
I know when to get off the stage. We're Bell Nature parking people. Tip your waitresses.
Oh, my God. Home run.
That Uber line is filling up outside.
That's amazing. I do want to do this last segment that we can maybe put in.
Okay.
All right. So this last segment, that's amazing. This last segment is called, Did He Do That?
Oh, gosh.
Did he do that?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Where basically we...
It sounds like something he would say.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we'll have the sound effect. I won't make him
he's
do
gonna
it.
Make, he's going to make me say
it. Yeah. At some point.
Yeah. It literally sounds like...
Can you go rip it from YouTube?
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's when I do it. Where basically we highlight something incredible that's happened in sports.
Yeah.
Prompting us to be like, did he do that?
Okay.
Yeah. Julian Edelman, wide receiver for the New England Patriots, won the MVP of the Super Bowl.
I remember seeing that name on a jersey yesterday.
And he is the first Jew to win the Super Bowl MVP.
Did he do that? Am I supposed to say that?
Say it like an old Jewish woman.
Did he do that?
Okay, not a gremlin. Jesus.
How old? I don't know. You know, I just maybe she
I just had some gewiltefish.
Gewiltefish?
I can't sit here next to people and be mangled by old catchphrase.
Sitting here wondering if Aretha's gonna queef.
Yeah, well, did he do that?
Light the joint already. Let's go.
What do you think about that? Amazing, huh?
Yeah, it must feel great. You know, getting our Jews on the board.
Yeah.
Finally.
Give us a shout out.
Yeah, giving you a shout out.
It is true, though. There's not a lot of famous athletic Jews in sports.
Are you crazy? There's a lot of famous Jews.
Name
six.
20.
There's a lot of famous Jews who are handling the finances.
Yeah, they're working behind the scenes.
There's a lot of famous, I'll tell you, famous. There's a lot of famished, well, we don't want to talk about famished Jews. That's a whole different podcast. Geez.
Sandy Koufax.
I'm talking currently, man.
Mark Spitz.
There's a lot of famous Jews in sports, but they...
Sue Bird, Ryan Braun.
They're making the deals.
Yeah, they're making the deals. What's another one? Did he do that?
You just got one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, congrats to that guy.
What do you think about awards in sports? You think they're...
I think there's a lot going on. There's a lot happening. It's just like how many...
You got to play for something, right?
MVP, TPT, OPP, GPT, ABD, KLK.
AT&T.
AT&T. Yeah, you got the DBD.
It is too much. It's for because we need to talk about it, right? We need to compare and contrast and go, this guy won this, but then this guy won that 20 years ago. Could he still play now?
Yeah, it's definitely a compare contrast thing. I feel like there should just be one award a year. One sports award.
They did that once, and Caitlyn Jenner won it. It was real down.
Can you believe it?
Didn't she get female sports person of the year?
What the fuck?
She got sports person.
Sports person of the year.
What the fuck?
It was sports person of the year.
Cut to Brett Favre's face.
Wait, how is... But Caitlin wasn't a sports person.
No, what? Yes. Well,
Caitlin was not a sports person.
Yeah. Caitlin was not.
Yeah.
Bruce was.
And you know what else Bruce was? A murderer.
Whoa.
He murdered somebody and then turned into a woman. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to go stab a motherfucker tomorrow. And next day, I'm Carl. I didn't commit a crime. Also, I'm a professional fucking athlete now.
Suck my dick. You get in a time machine and go back and suck my dick.
I mean, I'm all for everybody living their life, but Caitlyn Jenner is a whole other episode.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Okay.
She wasn't on a fucking box of Wheaties.
You
didn't
say much?
She wasn't on a box of Wheaties.
What was she on?
She was on...
Come on with it! Come on with it!
What cereal box was she on?
A box of tampons!
Jessamay Peluso, you're the best. Thanks for being our bae.
Thanks for letting me be your bae and teaching me some things.
You crushed. Did you feel like you learned something?
I know.
You
not anything I care to repeat.
Drink!
Duh.
Another
that's
drink.
Like, That's our fifth snort.
I think it might be the fifth snort. Also, fifth snorts are going to be at Coachella this year, so get your tickets.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Thanks.
You're fantastic. Sports talk with Bae. Sports talk with Bae. Sports talk with Bae. Sports talk with Bae. With Jaleel White. With Jaleel White. And
Adam Ray. And Adam Ray. So, that's the show.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
Man, what's up, dog? This is your pal Bugs Bunny. Say, I got a question for you. Do you know who has the head of Elmer Fudd and the body of Foghorn Leghorn? Why, that's Adam Ray and Brad Williams. Ain't I a stinker?